Children, we have to be compassionate as our Heavenly Father is compassionate. This means being courageously and radically different in the midst of society. It means going against the win at any cost mentality. Again, let me be clear. I am not for mediocrity. God's kingdom deserves excellence. It just doesn't need the conquest of anyone except Satan. Competition has its place in society and even in sports, but its most noble and perhaps its only proper role is to serve as a motivation for excellence. Striving to do anything we do to the very best of our ability is a worthy goal. Competition turns corrosive when it includes the humiliation of one's rivals who are also just trying to achieve their best performance. The very best athletes understand this distinction deep in their souls and often demonstrate it in post-game interviews. They don't gloat or denigrate their opponents. They usually talk about being satisfied with their own performance or disappointed that they didn't do as well as they hoped or trained for. They don't make excuses, blame the officiating, or fault their teammates. The high-level competition has served primarily to enable them to compete against themselves to measure their personal best. In the waning years of his life, Paul wrote to his young disciple Timothy, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4:7. He looked forward to the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And ever the gracious competitor, he quickly added, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing, verse 8. Again, competition was not for its own sake. It was to lead one to faithfulness and excellence. When your children, grandchildren, or the children around you experience success, acknowledge the victory with great joy and tell them how proud you are. But more important, in a quiet moment, talk to them about the courage, determination, hard work, sacrifice, integrity, and character it took to achieve that victory. When you attend a school play, oh, be the first one on your feet to lead the standing ovation, even if the lines were forgotten or the props have collapsed. Reward the effort, not the score. Whenever children do their best, cheer. Whenever they fail, pick them up. Any failure includes some measure of success, and every failure can be turned into a success. Teach the children around you the delicate balance life requires between competition and compassion. Let them know that real victory lies in courageously treating triumph.